This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Where we are at any given moment makes a big difference in whether or not cell phone calls, text messages, or emails are able to reach us. And that's a lot like our relationship with God. Where we are in our spiritual walk determines whether or not God is able to get through to us. Today, we continue in a series called Hearing the Voice of God. In these powerful lessons, Rick is teaching us how we can truly hear from the Lord, making it so much easier to know and do His will for our lives. This September, when you join our Partner in Hope family by signing up for automated monthly giving, we'll send you a special welcome gift as our way of saying thanks. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called God Wants to Talk with You.
Busyness is the third barrier to hearing God. The first is resistance. The second is being in a hurry. And the third is busyness. When I'm always on the go, I can't hear God. And I'm going to miss a lot of what He wants to say. I used to have a sign in my office that said, beware of the barrenness of a busy life. You get so distracted, you can't hear God. Notice it says, they are choked. That word in Greek, literally means stressed out. And their merimnon means pulled in different directions. Now, you know what that means, because you're pulled in different directions all the time. And it says they're pulled in different directions. They're stressed out. Their life is choked. The life of you is choked out of you. And that's why you're tired all the time, because you're being pulled in different directions. And He says there are three things that choke out hearing God. Look at them. First, He says, worry. Worries choke out. Worries are weeds, okay? And you're so busy with the problems and pressures of daily living, you're not hearing God. And then He says, riches. You can be so busy trying to pay your bills, so busy trying to get out of debt, so busy trying to make more, so busy making a living, you don't make a life. It's like the woman who was wealthy, and I read about her, and she was a multimillionaire, and she killed herself. And at the funeral, somebody said, I don't understand it. She had so much to live for. And her son said, no, she had much to live on. She had nothing to live for. A lot of people have a lot to live on, but nothing to live for. They're making a living. They're not making a life. And He says, worries. And riches can choke God out of your life. You're so busy going after the buck, you don't have time to hear God. And then He says, even pleasure. Now, there's nothing wrong with pleasure. God gives us the ability to have pleasure. Pleasure was God's idea. He thought up all the pleasures, and He gave you the ability to experience pleasure. But He said, you can be so busy pursuing fun, you miss God. Now, there are a lot more weeds than just worries and riches and pleasure, but He just mentions these three. By the way, what do you have to do to get weeds in your garden? Nothing. Nothing. You don't have to cultivate weeds. They grow automatically, don't they? In fact, weeds are a sign of neglect. You see weeds in your yard, you see weeds in your lawn, you see weeds in your garden, it means you're not tending your garden. Weeds are always a sign of neglect. It means you're neglecting time with God and time with your small group. You know what I've discovered is that when I don't want to go to small group, that's when I need it the most. A lot of times, I don't want to go to small group, I'm tired. But I go, and then I get re-energized, because what I need is that fellowship that's going to re-energize me far more than laying on the couch at home and watching a rerun of something. So He says, you need to make time. I must eliminate the distractions. Weeds are a sign of neglect, and when I neglect time with God, they start growing in my life. So write this down. The soil with weeds represents a preoccupied mind. Not a closed mind. Okay? Not a closed mind, not a resistant mind, not a busy mind, but a preoccupied mind where I'm always thinking about something else and all the circuits are busy. What you need to do is you need to get quiet. You know, there's a story in the Bible about Elijah trying to hear from God. And it says that God spoke to Elijah, not in the wind and not in an earthquake and not in fire, but he spoke to God in a whisper. What do you have to do to hear a whisper? Be quiet. I have learned that God rarely yells. In fact, I don't think in my entire life God has ever yelled at me. But God whispers to me all the time. But I can't hear God's whisper unless I'm quiet. Now, the fourth thing. If I want to hear God speak, I must cooperate with what he says. Cooperate. I must just obey him. I must do what he tells me to do. I cultivate an open mind. I allocate time to listen. I eliminate the distractions and I cooperate with what he says. Whatever he tells me to do, I do it. Now, here's the very important key. God speaks to people who decide in advance they're going to do what he tells them to do, even before he tells them. It's saying yes in advance. So God, I don't know what you want me to do with my life. If you want me to move, I'll move. If you want me to go to school, I'll go to school. If you want me to get married, I'll get married. If you want me to leave this job, I'll leave this job. I'm telling you in advance, my answer to whatever you tell me is yes. Before you even tell me, my answer is whatever you want me to do, I will do it. And that's the person God speaks to. Now, if you say, God, tell me what you want to do, and then I'll decide if I like your plan or mine. God isn't going to waste his breath on you. God doesn't give you his will and his word so you can debate it. And so if you say, now, God, you tell me if you want me to get this new job or not take that job, and then I'll decide. And God said, no, you just go ahead and decide on your own. If you're making the decision, you decide on your own. What you must do is in advance say, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, I'm saying yes to you. I'm writing my name on a blank check and I'm handing you the check and you fill it in. You tell me what you want me to do and I'm telling you in advance, I'm going to do it. I'm saying yes, Lord. That's the good soil. That's the receptive soil. That's cooperating with what he says. Notice this verse, verse 15. The seed that fell in good soil stands for those who hear the message and retain it in a good and obedient heart. And they persist until they bear fruit. Now, this is the fourth kind of soil. I want you to circle four things. Good soil means I hear it, circle here. I retain it, that means I remember what God told me. And that means you're going to need to write it down, because if you don't write it down, you're not going to remember what God told you. I hear it, I retain it, I remember it. I obey it, okay, obedient, and then I persist until I bear fruit. This is the good soil. And the good soil represents, write this down, a willing mind. A willing mind. Now, when I used to study this parable of Jesus, I used to think it was talking about four kinds of people, that there were resistant people and that there were busy people and there were preoccupied people and there were shallow people and then there were good people. No, I don't believe that anymore. What this represents is four attitudes, and I can have all four attitudes in the same day. You can be in all four of these positions on the same day. And at one moment you're going, God, I don't want to hear you because I know what you're going to say and I don't want to hear it. And in the next one you're saying, Lord, tell me quick, tell me quick, tell me quick. And you hear it and yeah, that's good. But then you immediately forget it and don't do anything about it. And then the third one is, yeah, that's really good. And the fruit starts to bear in your life. And then you get busy with your job or you get busy with your boyfriend or girlfriend, or you get busy with school, or you get busy with your kids, and you forget what God is doing in your life, and the weeds grow up. And then sometimes I can just be open and say, God, whatever you want. I'm totally open to you. Whatever you want in my life, I want to do it your way. Because that'll, fewer mistakes, shows I'm in the family, and leads me on to success. Now, how do you bear fruit? Bearing fruit is another term. It's a Bible term for being successful. God wants you to be fruitful in your business, in your family, in your friendships, in your relationships to God and to others, in your health and all. We're looking at these seven areas of fruitfulness: physical health, relational health, financial health, spiritual health, emotional health, mental health, vocational health, your job. Now, God expects you to bear fruit. He wants you to be successful in these areas. How do you bear fruit when God tells you something? Here's the key. You tell somebody else. You pass it on. The way, when God tells you something, the quickest way to get it in your life is tell somebody else something you just learned. If you get an idea, you get an inspiration, you get a truth from your quiet time in a small group, tell somebody else. In a Bible study, the person who always grows the most is the one who's the teacher. Because by passing it on, you grow even more. Look at this next verse. They listen to God's word and cling to them and steadily spread them to others who also soon believe. Circle, spread them to others. Spread them. God wants you to pass on to others what you learn. Now, during the Daniel plan, I've been going to see Dr. Amen, and he said, why don't you let me do a brain scan on you? I said, good idea. So he did. Dr. Amen did a brain scan on my brain, and I'm happy to report I have one. Okay. Kay doubted it sometimes, but I do, if I only had a brain, I do have a brain. And I got to thinking as he was doing this brain scan, what if we were to do a spiritual brain scan on your brain, and we were able to put it up on these screens or in any of our campuses on all of the screens, and it could show what kind of mind you have? Closed mind, resistant mind, hurried mind, preoccupied mind, shallow mind. What would it show? What kind of soil would your mind reveal spiritually? Are you resistant? Have you been closed to God? Your wife's been a Christian for years, or your husband's been a Christian for years, and you just out of your own pride refuse to let that seed get planted. And it's hard, and it's trampled down, and it's closed-minded. You're not open-minded. You're not even open to the possibility of letting God plant the seed in your mind. Well, I want to tell you this. God loves you too much to let you stay that way, and so he's going to soften the soil. If you have a hard heart toward God, or a hard mind to God, he will soften the soil. And how does God turn hard soil into soft soil? I hate to tell you this, but he sends a storm. He sends rain. And the rain comes and it softens. I want you to have to be able to avoid that pain, because he loves you too much to let you go through life with a hard heart and a closed mind. He will send a storm at some point in your life to soften that so the seed can get in. I suggest you open your heart and mind to Christ today. How about a superficial mind? You say, I love going to church, but I'm always in a hurry. And God's not the top priority in my mind. And, I love the Lord, but I'm living for other things. And I don't really know the Bible. I don't have a quiet time. I'm not in a small group. You don't have any roots. And when the heat's on, you're going to wilt. And when the tough times come, and they do come, you're going to wilt. How about a preoccupied mind? You're always thinking about everything else, and you're too busy for God, and so much noise is going on in your life, and the weeds are growing up, and they're choking your life out. And I don't know what the weeds are in your life. It could be a relationship. It's choking out your spiritual life. It could be money. It could be a dream or a goal. It's choking out your spiritual life. If you're tired of living like that, you want to open your life up. You want to hear God speak to you. Now's the time. Let's bow our heads. Would you pray this prayer? Dear God, I want to learn to hear your voice. I don't want to have a closed mind. I don't want to have a distracted mind. I don't want to have a narrow mind. I don't want to have a shallow mind. I want to be good soil. I want to cultivate an open mind. I want to listen to you. I want to be receptive. I want to get my ears on. I want to allocate time to listen to you every day, to just get alone with you for a little bit and be quiet, read your word and listen. Today, I recommit to having a daily time with you and being faithful in a small group. If you're not in a group, just commit to get in one. Help me to eliminate the distractions and all the weeds in my life that choke the life out. I want to cooperate with you. And before you even tell me what you want me to do, I'm saying yes in advance to you, Jesus. I open up my life completely to you. I want to follow your path. I want to make fewer mistakes. I want to be on the path for my life that you've planned for me. If you've never said yes to Jesus Christ, say, Jesus Christ, I ask you to come into my heart and life today. Make yourself real to me. I want to follow you and know you and trust you. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, over the last several months, we've all experienced worldwide changes and events that have impacted us in profound and sometimes unimaginable ways. For many of us, those changes will impact our lives for years to come. Pastor Rick believes that now more than ever, people need God's word and the hope that it brings. That's why he's asked us to invite you to become a partner in hope. It's so easy to join. You simply let us know how much you'd like to give each month, and we'll set up an easy, regular donation plan for you. But please know that if for any reason you're not able to help financially at this time, we absolutely get that. In fact, the most important way you can help Daily Hope is to pray for us, and we'll pray for you. If you can give at this time, please know that your sustained monthly support will help to continue broadcasting the life-transforming message of the gospel on radio, TV, on the web, and via podcast. To become a partner in hope, go to PastorRick.com, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. When you do, we'll send you Pastor Rick's study resource, Hearing the Voice of God Scripture Box. We'll also send you a very special surprise thank you gift to show our appreciation. That's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. And thanks for your support. Here's Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, we get letters and emails from people all around the world and from all ages. And here's one that I got from a listener in Indonesia. His name is Stephen, and he's 12 years old. He wrote, Dear Pastor Rick, thank you for the powerful way that you've impacted my life. I'm just a 12-year-old schoolboy in Jakarta, Indonesia, but I listen to the broadcast every morning on the way to school. My life has changed completely this year. I'm at a new school, and my family's just about recovered from some financial problems, but I'm still having to learn a whole new way of life. Some days I really feel bad, and I ask God to help me. But then the Daily Hope broadcast comes on the radio, and you always say something that helps me feel better, and I know that at that moment, God is trying to speak directly to me through you. So thank you ever so much. Well, thank you ever so much, Stephen. I love hearing from people like you, literally all around the world, who've been impacted through Daily Hope. You know, by the way, I want to thank all of those of you who support us regularly with your financial gifts every month. We can't do this without you. But because of you, we're able to minister to people like this 12-year-old boy, Stephen, in Jakarta, Indonesia. You're never going to know this side of heaven the number of lives that you have impacted because of your gifts to Daily Hope. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. When we get to heaven, we're all going to rejoice and see the results there.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed your life, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.